Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Saquon King, a.k.a. D. King, a.k.a. Mr. Blood Certified. And we will be in Radio Speakers Live every Monday at 8 p.m. with music and interviews from some of the hottest urban Christian artists of today here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Stay tuned.
Honestly, I love the art of hip-hop. I don't always love the message of hip-hop. You know, hip-hop is not just a mirror of what is. It should also be a reflection of what can be. And you know, a lot of times folks say, well, I want to keep it real and I want to be down. And then we're just trapped in, you know, what is. And the question is, you know, imagine something different. Imagine communities that aren't torn up by violence. Imagine communities that we're respecting our women. Imagine communities where knowledge and reading and, you know, academic excellence are valued. Imagine communities where fathers are doing right by their kids. That's also something that has to be reflected. Art can't just be a rear view mirror. You know, it should have a headlight out there.
Yeah. Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? This is your boy, Daquan King, and you are listening to the Revive Radio Show. I am so happy, man, to be here tonight, man, to have this show. I got a brother of mine coming on, somebody I have a lot of respect and honor for, just with everything that he's doing. So I'm really looking forward to interviewing him tonight for you guys to get a feel for who he is and what he's doing as well, and to hopefully shed some light on his ministry. But before we get into that, as we always do, we have to pray. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to have this show. Nothing is due to me. Nothing is owed to us, Father. Everything that has happened or is going to happen is because of your grace and your mercy. So, God, we dare not move forward with anything else in this day without saying, God, thank you so much. We honor you. You are deserving of every praise. You are deserving of every hand clap. You are deserving of every adoration, every hallelujah, every hand raised, God. You are God and God alone, and there truly is none greater than you. So, God, we just say thank you. I pray, Father, that you direct us on tonight, that you use me and Pastor Lim to minister grace to the hearer, minister life, something that can be life-changing for them, something that maybe they wasn't listening for or looking for, God, but will help them pivot from where they were going to where you have for them to go. God, I thank you, Father, for every life experience that we have encountered, God, and I pray that you use that as a ministering tool, Father. So speak through our minds, God, speak through our lips, use this radio show as a tool, God, to reach out and connect with those who may not know you, Father. I thank you. I give you the praise. There truly is none greater than you, and I lift up your holy, mighty, and matchless name in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, thank you again so much for tuning in. As you already know, after I lift up, God, I got to lift up my good thing, my sweetheart, the straw to my berry, my angel, truly, my wife, Nana. Baby, you really are the only woman in this world for me. And, you know, I know there are billions of or millions of billions of women out there, but as far as I'm concerned, none of them compare to you. Guys, y'all know every single Monday I come on and I talk about how good my wife is and how much I love her and how much I honor her. And, you know, let's not make it. My wife isn't perfect, but she's definitely perfect for me. I'm nowhere near perfect, but I believe I'm perfect for her. And so I put her on this pedestal because that's where she belongs, and she's on the pedestal of my heart. And I found it to be a pleasure to be able to do it, an honor to be able to lift her up in this way. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to speak to the world and proclaim how happy I am as a husband, but just how honored and committed I am as well. Thank you, Lord, for the woman you've given me. So, hey, guys. We will get into this thing, man. I feel like we're going to have a really good show tonight. I'm just really looking forward to it. I got Pastor Lim Simmons coming on tonight, man, and we're going to break down his ministry, talk about what's on his heart, what's coming up for him, how to even get into pastoring. I mean, we're just going to get into his life tonight. But then, well, of course, we're going to play some music as well. We're going to talk about God, just ministry itself. And I pray that it's a blessing to you. So wherever you are, if you're listening, you know, turn your radio up. If your friend isn't listening, you know, you need to tap a friend on the shoulder and say, hey, man, you need to tune in. Y'all can always call in. The phone number to the show is 657-383-0309. You can hit us up online if you want to submit a song, you know, because, of course, I play music as well. So if you want to submit a song, I've been getting song submissions a lot lately. So thank you guys for submitting your music to me. I will be playing your music, you know, throughout the month, throughout the year as well. But you can submit the song to dkingent@gmail.com. Again, that's dkingent@gmail.com. So as we get ready, man, for Pastor Lim Simmons to come on the show, man, listen, I got my homeboy who I've been rolling with for years. I mean, like, when I say years, I mean years, like way back 2006, 2005. T. Bailey, he got this new song out called Watch Me Walk. So I'm going to play this for you guys, and when I come back, we're going to get into this thing, man. God bless y'all. Let's do it.
Okay, you can tell how I walk. Yeah. I'm confident, feeling brand new. Okay. You can tell how I talk. Yeah. You can see I'm not the same move. Watch me how I walk. I'm walking when I'm talking. I ain't even worried about the walking.
Watch me how I walk.
I'm walking when I'm talking. I ain't even worried about the talking.
Watch me how I walk.
And you can tell that I'm brand new. So fly, call me JetBlue. No longer do what I used to do. Even switch it up, I got a new crew. And everybody here bliss. Living that bold right like this. No fakes, all real. This is how we live, boy, 24/7. If you catch me in the street or you catch me in the mall, I'm just like truth, yeah, I'm on duty. I don't need a side chick or a bunch of females. I got my wife, that's my cutie. This is how it is, every day trying to be more like him. So I'ma do me, and you can do you. I ain't
okay,
following no
trend. Yeah. I'm confident, I'm feeling brand new.
Okay.
You can tell how I talk.
Yeah.
You can see I'm not the same move. Watch me how I walk. I'm walking when I'm talking. I ain't even worried about the walking.
Watch me how I walk.
I'm walking when I'm talking.
Watch me how I walk. Say how I live it. I'm living how I say it. You know what I'm saying. This the best life for me. Living life so clean and free. All my sanctified people, where you at? All my born again people, where you at? Get your hands up, party over here. Cause this song is the anthem right here. And people always ask me, boy, how is it you have so much joy? And this is what I tell them. I said I gave my life to the one who restored. And he wants to do the same for you. It don't matter what you've been through. Just give him a try. He'll do the same thing,
okay,
in your life.
I'm feeling brand new.
Okay.
You can tell how I talk.
Yeah.
You can see I'm not the same move. Watch me how I walk. I'm walking when I'm talking. I ain't even worried about the walking.
Watch me how I walk.
I'm walking when I'm talking. I ain't worried about the talking.
Watch me how I walk.
I'm walking when I'm talking. I'm walking when I'm talking. Watch me how I walk. Yeah. I can't do it. T. Bailey better than me. I just usually I sing after people's songs, but this one, you know, the dude really can't sing. So I'm just gonna take the back seat on this one. You know, I normally offer up my anointing on top of the anointing of the song that was previously played. But this time I'm just gonna let the anointing rest off of what he just did. The song truly is hot, and man, that's something to be said for local artists. Like he's recently moved to Miami, but to me, he's still a local artist. And I mean, if you listen to the quality of that song, it's radio quality, it's video quality, it's quality. Period. So you guys who may be like, you know, I love Christian rap, I love Christian music, yo, my boy. But if you ain't buying the music, you really ain't supporting. You're just doing that verbally. And that kind of reminds me of what Jesus said. You know, these people love me with their lips, but their heart's far from me. You know, you can tell me how much you love me by purchasing a CD or at least a download or something, because local artists need to eat too. Amen. All right, let's move on to the show. Hey, I got my homeboy, Pastor Lynn Simmons, on the line, man. Hey, say what's up to the people, man. What's on your heart, man? Just say hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? First off, man, yeah, you're right, bro. That song was nice. And,
yeah,
you know, I dabbled in music back in the day or whatnot, so I kind of listened in to, you know, different aspects of it. And, yeah, man, you hit it on the head, bro. That's quality right there. We got to support that kind of stuff. So that blessed me because now I got something else to be looking up to. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, the boy's hot, man. He got some new stuff coming out, man. He stays with some fire, man. Everything he puts out, man, is serious quality, man. So I'm very much proud of him. I'm really working hard to get him on this next project that I'm working on, man. But the boys, he's amazing, man. His name is T Bailey.
Yes,
y'all ain't checked him out. Y'all need to check him out. TBaileyMusic.com. Get at him. Listen to his music. Please purchase. Support my man. My man got babies. He got babies and he got a lot of them. You know, him and his wife, they did them. They did them like back to back. So y'all support my man. Buy some CDs, man. Put them kids through college.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, no. All right, man. So let's get into it, man. So you're Pastor Lynn Simmons, and I know the name of your church, but tell the people the name of your church and your service times. We're gonna get that stuff out the way real quick.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I'm blessed to pastor a church called Thrive Life Church, and we meet up on Friday nights at 6:45. So, you know, when we first started, man, like I said, it's a plant church. So, you know, we saw this thing from the ground up, and we were on Sundays, man. But God really shifted in us last year, and man, we went to Fridays, man, and it's been a huge blessing to us. So yeah, we Thrive Life Church every Friday night, 6:45, here in Gainesville, Florida, 3403 Northwest 13th Street. We meet inside of our partner church, Parkview Baptist Church. We use their campus, and so yeah, check us out there, man. That's what it is, bro.
Yeah, and if y'all go to Thrive Life Churches on Facebook, you can actually go on and listen to his messages as well. So you can check him out, and I mean that's what I be hearing yet, bro.
Yeah, definitely, man. I try to flood him with stuff. Well, really, man, because it's kind of odd, man, because you know I'm a pastor, so I guess I'm supposed to talk a lot. And just who I was as a person prior to this, man, I really wasn't that guy. Like, I like to stay in my circle, and if it was outside of that circle, then you really won't go, you know, get too much from me. But, you know, obviously when God do something in you, you know, he do something in you. And so he's been working on me with that about really just breaking out even from my congregation and reaching out and doing stuff. So, man, it's a God thing because, like I said, I get all kind of response from people who I had no idea even really took the time to listen to it. And you know they reach out, so man, it's been a blessing. So yeah, definitely go on the Facebook page, check out Thrive Life Church on Facebook, and you can see some messages, you can see the sermons, you can go to my personal Facebook page, Lem Simmons, L-E-M Simmons, and I share other messages, man, stuff that just God drop on my heart throughout the day, and I try to put something else out there for him, man, because that's what it's about. It's about kingdom building. And what you'll know about me, bro, is I'm not out for specifically Thrive Life Church, you feel me? Like, I'm out for the kingdom of God, and so I, you know, that's really what I push out, man. I'll throw the name on it just because somebody may be drawn to it, but man, I'm really in the kingdom building, and so that's really what it's about with me, bro.
Well, honestly, man, Thrive Life Church is the vehicle God has given you, man. You know, we all have different vehicles, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, man, we all trying to drive everyone to the kingdom, you know. So my vehicle right now is Christian rap, you know. One day it may be a pastor in a church or assistant pastor or whatever it is, you know, that God has for me. Right now, you know, that's just the vehicle I have, man. And, you know, what we do is, man, we come up together, man, and we create a fleet, you know.
And that's real. That's real.
And we rule the road, you know. That's the whole goal. So I love it, man. Tell me, man, when did you decide to even start this church, man? Because you was already like evangelizing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I came up some years back, man, and I was doing just ministry within the church. You know, mm-hmm. I would minister like every fourth Sunday. You know, for Youth Sunday, they see how I look and everything else. So apparently, I can reach the youth, so they stuck me out there on Youth Sunday, man. But you know, we turned it out on Youth Sunday, and you know, at a old fashioned Baptist church, you know, and that's kind of really, man, when I got my foot into the actual ministering of the word. And uh-huh. and so, you know, I did that for a while, man, and then was blessed to be called up under Reverend Mayberry, which was a great man of God, very wise. And I was called under him, man, and he raised me up to associate pastor. And that was probably in 2000, and that had to be in 2012. So mm-hmm. I was able to sit up under his wings for a while and really glean some wisdom, man. And then really just because what he did was he gave me full control over their Wednesday night service. And the Wednesday night service there was structured the same way a Sunday service would be. It was just a midweek service. And he said, listen, son, you know, here, have it. And so and that really taught me a lot, man, because it showed me how to structure a service and then mm-hmm. how to be responsible to ensure that not only am I operating under the Spirit, but the people that are connecting within that point of worship are doing the same. And, you know, the responsibility and accountability that comes with that. So that really just kind of, you know, he threw me in the fire, but he was still in arm's reach to snatch me out if I got too hot, you know.
Yeah.
And so I did that for a while, bro. And in February 2013, man, the Lord put in my heart and my wife as well. And big shout out to my wife, Stephanie Simmons. You know, she been there through me, with me through it all. So if it wasn't for her, I really wouldn't be at this stage. But nonetheless, you know, he put it in our hearts that it's time to start a church. And I'm like, you know, me, man, I keep it real. So I'm talking to God like, man, you tripping. Like, you know, man, I'm not that guy. I'm just here. I just want to serve. You know what I mean? But I'm not that guy, the pastor, like a church. And it's two choices with him. You either go or you don't. And, man, so after some praying and everything and just really, really, you know, stepping out on faith, bro, we just we stepped out and we launched it, man, and we went from there. And thank God, you know, for it, because I was able to experience levels of his grace that I never would have if I would have stayed there. Because, see, bro, that's what happens sometimes, man. We get complacent in the role because, you know, we serving and we having some success or whatnot. See, God got something huge in store for all of us. And I don't mean huge from man's perspective. I mean from God's perspective. And
uh-huh.
and it's only when we step outside of that box, man, that comfort place, and we really can't see the ground beneath us, but we still choose to get out the boat and go. And then is when you experience, you know, another level of God's grace. And so that's what we did, man. And we stepped out from there, man, and we hadn't looked back. And we've been going since, man. It's been a blessing, though.
So, that's, you know, I wanted to ask you about that, man, because you say you stepped out on God's grace and you've been going, and you're married, and you got kids, too. You ain't got, like, one or two, bro.
I got six kids, man. I got a squad, man.
I got a squad,
but I'm just being obedient, man. He told me to be fruitful and multiply the earth, man, so I'm just being obedient, bro. That's all it is.
Yeah. Some of us haven't gotten to that part of the Bible yet, you know.
I feel you.
I know that was kind of like in the first one or two chapters, but man, some of us kind of skipped over some of those, you know, like the Leviticus.
You ain't wrong, bro. You ain't wrong.
not yet. But yeah, you know, you got, you know, the six kids, the wife, the church, the ministry. You know, how is it that you juggle all of this, man? And still, and not only that, man, but you know, everything you're doing within ministry. And still find time to see God for yourself and have that personal relationship.
Now, I'm glad you asked that, man, because I've been teaching some of my leaders in training, man, the same thing. Mm-hmm. God will never give you something that overwhelm you. But
okay,
if you're not careful with what he gives you, then it will overwhelm you. And so so what does that mean? That means, okay, well, I'm going to give you something, and, man, it's a lot. But I'm going to be mm-hmm. with you with it. in it and everything else, and I'm going to be with you through it. However, if you're not structured, if you're not in tune with me, then it's going to – the water's going to begin rising over your head. Remember what he said in Isaiah that, you know, though we walk through the rivers and everything else, it won't overwhelm us. However, but if we're not walking with him and in tune with him, bro, that water is going to rise. He ain't going to let us drown, but we sure enough going to be gasping for air like, man, Lord, get me up out of this thing. So my biggest thing in that, and I haven't always succeeded in it, bro. It was a learning process. But truly, truly, truly putting God first in everything you do. And, man, that can sound real religious or real cliche. But, man, you'd be surprised, man, how many good-hearted Christian people aren't doing that. And I was one of them. Not because I didn't love him or something like that, but because I had so much on my plate that it was hard, you know, because I wanted to be a good husband. I wanted to be a good father. You know, there was a point in time I had a clothing line that I was working on. So I had a business part of that I had obligations to. You know, kids had stuff at school, and my son was playing sports. And, you know, I mean, bro, it was just all kind of stuff. And I wanted to be good at all. I wanted to be the best I could at all of them. And when you're doing that, man, if you're not careful, bro, if you're not careful, you're going to look up one day and be like, I feel like empty. Like, I'm doing good. You know, things are going okay, but I'm missing something. And that something you're missing is that intimacy with Jesus Christ. Not because you walked away from the faith, not because you stopped going to church or serving and et cetera, but that intimacy. So what I had to really learn was that nothing – and I mean nothing or nobody can come before my seeking of intimacy with Jesus. And so sometimes that means I get up at 4:30 in the morning, you know, I can say that, you know, because you give us 24 hours. And that goes back to my thing before. It's a choice. You can say I don't got enough time in the day. But, bro, I mean, you kind of do. You know what I mean? You kind of do. It might not be convenient. But, you know, make the choice. So, you know, okay, I might have to get up a little earlier so that way I can get some intimate time with him and still be able to get the kids to school and still be able to, you know, get to work within the ministry and be there for counseling and teaching or whatever else, and then being there for games and then, you know, trying my best to be the best husband I can be for my wonderful wife and et cetera. But, bro, it's all about the structure that you choose to have, because it's not just going to come automatic, you know. And so it's about structure, and it's about discipline, and it's about obedience, you know, and then learning from your mistakes as well. So, bro, where I'm at now, I got a whole lot on my plate, but God has taught me the importance of structure. He's taught me how to delegate. He taught me to just say, you know what, I can't do this right here, you know, because if I can't give it my all, then I have to just respectfully decline, because I got to be wise, because I'm a steward of of God's time that he's given me. And so, you know, sometimes it takes doing that. So, bro, that's what it really boils down to, man. You can be extremely successful with a whole lot on your plate, all kind of responsibility, but if you really keeping that intimacy with Christ and you making the choice to not make an excuse, not fall victim to the excuse, then, bro, you can do it. You can do a whole lot within the 24-hour period and still have rest, still have joy and peace and et cetera, in spite of kind of what can seem like a chaotic schedule. So that's kind of how my days go, bro.
Good. I'm gonna try to sum up everything you just said in one word. Sacrifice.
Real. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, to from what I hear from what you just said is, you know, it takes sacrifice, and if you're not willing to make the proper sacrifices, you know, then don't commit yourself to it. You know, because there's discipline that's required. And so basically, what it sounds like is that you figured out, you know, how much discipline is required in order to, because in order to serve God, man, to be a leader in today's church with everything that's going on in society today, you have to have some serious discipline.
You do. That's
and
real.
There are things you just have to say no to yourself. You have to say no to people, you know, and in order to really truly say yes to God, there has to be a bunch of no's.
Yeah.
To everything else. Even to
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So So I honor that, man. You know, that's serious, man. And one thing that is required even more is commitment, because discipline without commitment isn't really that much discipline at all. You know, it's just discipline for a time period, but commitment is required along with it. You know.
And let me say this too, in what I do, because like I mentioned before earlier about seeing things in God's eyes and man's eyes, success over here, success over there, and blase or squaze. One thing that God had to show me earlier on, and that I've taken the entire step, is to stop worrying about the results. I mean, you know, some people are going to be upset. Sometimes it's going to be a win. Sometimes it's going to be a fail. You might have a lot of people attend this. You may have 5 people attend this. Somebody may reject the word, the testimony you gave. Somebody may receive. Blase, squaze. What he had to teach me was he is not asking me to produce results. He's asking me for faithfulness and obedience to what he's telling me to do. That's it, bro. And so when I learned that, bro, that just unlocked life for me, man. Because now, bro, I got set free, because he's like, son, I'm not asking you to produce results. I'm asking you for obedience and faithfulness. And if I can, so the moment I shift my mind from being result oriented, pertaining to the stuff that I'm doing for the Lord, to just being faithful and obedient to what he's telling me to do, bro, the results took care of themselves. And I was set free from, you know, that anxiety and that fear and that depression, or, you know, that feeling like I failed, or feeling, you know, happy because, oh, well, you know, we had a good term, blase, squaze. And, bro, that set me free. And that's part of what helps take me through my day as well.
Bro, this, you know, one of the scriptures I really lean a lot of my life on is where it says, Paul plants, Apollos waters, but God gives the increase. And what that, to me, what that means is, you know, there's only so much I can do. I do my part, and I trust God to do the rest. You know, I sow. I don't have to make it grow. I just have to sow and trust the principles of His word. Trust that He doesn't lie. Trust that you know He's going to reward those who are diligent. You don't have to. He's the rewarder. He's the one who gives the increase. If they don't turn up, they don't turn up.
That's right.
Did I give him my heart? Was I committed through the process? Did I complain? You know, one thing that God got me a long time about, man, is not complaining, because we'll find sometimes, man, we'll ask God for something, and 5 months down the line, complain about the same thing that we begged God for. You know, that we pray for, that we desire. Man, I gotta do this again. Oh, I gotta get up and do this again. Instead of looking at it like, this is what I asked God for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's real.
So,
and bro, that sums it up, because we don't know what we want, man. I mean, I'm gonna just be real with you. We know what we think. We know what we feel like we want right now, man. But when we realize that, listen, man, God created me. So that means He know every single thing about me, even the stuff I don't know about. You know what I'm saying? My own self. He says, I know because I put it there. I've been with you every step of the way. So, that's why I kind of had to really start learning the principle, man, of praying according to His will. Because I'll be real with you, man. I feel exactly what you're saying, because, you know, I prayed for a whole lot of stuff, and He gave it to me. And I'm like, hold up, man. Like, well, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need some help with this right here, man. Like, let's move stuff around, you know. And so, man, when we just realize, like, listen, man, I'm only here for a moment. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I just want to do all I can. I'm far from perfect, bro. You know, but I just want to do what I can to know that I maximize my dash. And when I say my dash, I mean that dash that go in between the date you were born and the date you died. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I want to make
sure
that my dash was full of life for the kingdom of God, because it was a long time the way it wasn't. I mean, bro, you know me from before all of this stuff right here, you know? And so now, the same way Paul said, man, the grace of God, I am what I am, you know, but I ain't had this grace in vain, man. I worked even harder than the rest of them. And I'm not saying I'm working harder than the rest, so to say, but because of the background he pulled me from, I mean, you see me going in the store, bro, man, I got my hat to the back. I got some jeans and some Jordans on. I got, you know, 60 something tattoos all over my body, whatever. Last thing you see is a pastor. So, that's already something that, you know what I mean? That I mean, if we can just be honest with one another, you know, even with church people, you know, I got to overcome even their thoughts or whatever else. So I got to work even the harder to make sure God's light is shining me continually, you know, in order that these, even the people that's calling on the same God that I'm calling on can understand that it's nothing but the grace of God that we are who we are, despite, you know, where we come from. But it come with a price, too, now.
Yeah,
you know, it come with that price. And so that's why, man, that's why I keep my fire going, man. It's because I know one day my fire going to go out, and not because I lose faith, but because he called me home. I just want to make sure it blazes as much as it can while I'm here.
Yeah. And see, you said something about the price, man, and I want to park there real quick, because I think sometimes we miss the price that is required of us. One, we as the ones who are in ministry, and then I think sometimes people who are outside, who are on the outside looking in, they discount the price that we have to pay, you know?
Yeah.
And so while they're seeing one thing and they're just like, oh, that looks nice, or oh, that whatever, you don't understand the price that I'm having to pay. They're sleepless nights. they're nights where God wakes me up, man, and I can't go back to sleep, you know? There are times when you want to be angry and upset, but you got to hold your tongue, you know, and appear wrong when you know you're right. You know, there are meek moments where you really just want to be Hulk, but you know, you gotta be soft and gentle and kind. There's a price that is required, you know. The price that Jesus paid was required of him. It wasn't that he just came and he wanted to do this. This was required in order for our freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like there is a currency that's necessary for the freedom that we have. And one thing I call it is the comfort of the cross. You know, he didn't find comfort in it, but because of his cross that he carried, I have comfort of life. Without Jesus carrying that cross, I have no comfort. I wouldn't be here. And so my kids will have that same blessing. Pastor Lim, I think I just lost you. Okay, I just lost him, so I'm going to keep going until he calls back in. But guys, you know, the comfort of the cross is so necessary, because when Jesus carried his cross, he didn't, you know, he didn't just carry his cross and that was it. Nah, he carried his cross. He went through everything that he went through, and because he went through what he went through, I have what I have now. So you, Pastor Lim, when you have your kids, they have no clue the cross you've had to carry. But because of the cross that you've carried, they have comfort. They have a bed to sleep on. They have a roof over their heads. They don't understand the sacrifice, but they get the benefit of it.
That's right.
So
that's right.
There's a sacrifice, man, but it's necessary, man. And that's where that discipline part come in at. Because what if Jesus didn't have discipline?
Yeah. and that's real, man. A lot of people, I mean, you're dead on top of it, bro, man. A lot of people, like, they see what you're doing, right? They see, like, okay, man, you know, man, bro, you know, he's doing shows, man. He got a radio show. He's doing concerts, man. He got an album out. I mean, he hot, you know, whatever else. And so then they just assume that what you did, you know, like, they see where you are, but they don't understand what was done behind closed doors. And then a lot of times, man, So because they don't see that, they're not equipped to give you the appreciation maybe that you kind of deserve, though. Not that you're looking for it, but you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so the same thing comes with being a pastor, a preacher, or whatever you are. Man, you know, like they say, oh, man, you know, you got a church, you know, you're doing good and everything else. But, man, you don't understand the nights, man, that I cried my eyes out for these people. You don't understand the times that I had to miss this. You don't understand, like, what it feel like to prepare all week to give a word of God to these people, man. And then you get into the church, and then there's five people there, you know, when you stayed up. And you've put 80 hours of the week in just, you know, fasting and praying and studying and everything else, you know. And so, but that's kind of what we go through. But nevertheless, we don't seek to be glorified from it. But we also want people to understand that I'm not telling you to do what I'm doing. I'm just telling you, don't expect for God to do something, you know, like this in your life if you also not willing to lay down your life and pick up your cross. No, because your cross is going to be different than mine, but nevertheless, you got a cross.
That's
what I encourage people. Be ready to pick up your cross. Don't just come to the altar and cry your eyes out and then expect that there's also not an exchange that's going to take place. Now, trust me, I'd rather take up this cross than have to pay for the sins myself that was paid for on the cross. You feel me? That's something, man, that we really got to make sure is understood, you know, with the folks. But nevertheless, bro, we keep moving in spite of, you know.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is, man, is that, you know, one waters, one plants, but God gives the increase. Though I have to carry my cross, I understand it's for the glory of God. So, like, Jesus carried his cross, but there was no one who could reward him but God. So, so he went through, but he did it for the glory of his Father. And I think sometimes that, you know, in carrying our cross, what we can't do is look for anyone else to give us glory or to glorify us in the process. Because, you know, it's like, okay, here I am, I'm serving, I'm pastoring, I'm preaching, I'm rapping, I'm doing the show, I'm doing this, that, and the other, and nobody's honoring it. Or nobody's giving me any praise or accolades or whatever, or they ain't showing up to my show. And the truth of the matter is, I did all of this for the glory of God. So if one person came, my job is to glorify God in this one person so that their life is forever changed. It could have been that you needed 80 hours for that five people. You know, one thing I love is the story of Pastor T.D. Jakes, man, I think it's 10 years he pastored the church with less than 200 people, man. 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 200 folks.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of people for 10 years of ministry. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he had, if you go back and you listen to his word, man, even before he started in Texas, this man had a word that was just as dynamic then as it is right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
he increased
the word because of where he's at now. His word, he was perfecting himself. He was like David in the field. And that's what I love about David, man. David was perfecting his worship before he ever even got to the palace. And you know, we can't wait till we get to the palace to perfect our worship or to have a praise in our belly.
Right.
Like, that thing has to be serious, because it's what got God's attention. I'll start preaching, but if you don't slow me down.
Preach it, Pastor.
When Samuel went out to anoint the next king, man, the first one came before him, and he was like, surely this is it. This is God's elect.
Yeah.
But God was like, nah, man, I'm not looking at the outward. Man, look at the outward. I look at the heart. And all seven of his brothers, you know, they passed before Samuel. But then when David came in, there was a way that they described David. He said that his face was ruddy. He was good looking, yes. But he said his face was ruddy, and ruddy, the translation of that means red. He had a sun kiss. He was the one that stayed in the field all the time. He was the youngest brother, but he was the only one described as the one who was always in the field, who had a team. Mm. He was the youngest, but he served the most.
That's right.
And that's what qualified him, man. God was looking at his heart. Man seen the tan. But God seen the tan on his heart. So, man, I encourage anybody, man, whatever God has put in your hands to do, man, you see me at a show, bro. I got five people, 20 people, 15, 200, 1,000. I'm rapping the same way, no matter how many people are there. I'm giving absolute all, bro, because I'm doing it unto the glory of God. And I know that I'm, you know, bro, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Because it's unto the glory of God, man. So I'm sorry, man. I'm supposed to be interviewing you, bro, but you said something.
Man. Look at here. I'm enjoying, man. I glean from everywhere I can glean from, bro. And you preach it, man. But I mean, you're dead on it. You know, there's always a season of preparation, and that's what I tell the people. Don't despise the moment that you win. Don't despise the seeming setbacks. Don't despise the hatred that's coming your way. Don't despise the closed doors, because if you despise them, then you can't glean wisdom from it. If you despise it, then it's not elevating you higher. It's not growing you. It's not strengthening you. It's not giving you a different perspective on things, you know? And so what we do is, like you said, man, even whenever David was in the field and he was seeing his brothers, you know, man, like he thought he ain't have nothing to do with it. He was still just doing what he was doing, because I'm sure in David's heart, man, you know, he was after the Lord anyway. He wasn't after no title. He wasn't after none of that stuff. That's why he was selected ultimately, you know. And the thing of it is, man, is that's what we got to see as well, man. But the beauty of it, though, bro, the beauty of it is we've already been selected. You feel me? Like he said, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, that your fruit should bear and abide. You know what I mean? So, like we've been chosen, right? So, man, that's an honor. That's a privilege. Now we can't rejoice in the choosing, but then despise what comes along with it, you know?
Yeah.
Because if he says that all things are working together for the good of those who love him and those who were called according to his purpose, but, you know, so we like to rejoice in that. You know, and the fact that, you know, he's called us, he's chosen us, you know, and even the storm we're going through is for our good, you know, but then we often miss the last part of that, of verse 29, when he says, you know, those who he predestined, those who he foreknew, he called us for the specific purpose of us being conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. So I say my people, I tell them all the time, whatever you're going through right now, rejoice, because if you allow God to do what it's intended to do, you're going to come out on the other side looking more like Jesus Christ. And to me, bro, what else could you ask for? You know what I'm saying?
A
brother like me, man, that done been where I've been from, that still physically look the way I look or whatever else, and people, you know, got their own thoughts and opinions on it. It is what it is. But nevertheless, I know that if I keep abiding in my Lord Jesus day in and day out, despite what I'm going through, I'm going to reflect more of my Lord and Savior. And that's all I can ask for.
That's all that matters, man. That's it, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's for the audience of one. Hey, look, guys, I'm sorry, but we're going to play a quick commercial, man, play a quick song, and we're going to come back. And we're going to go back into just the name of your church again, where they can find you at. I want to make sure that we hit this also on the back end. And then we're going to finish up this conversation as well, man, because this is a hot conversation. So,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, guys, you are listening to the Revive Radio Show. I'm your host, the Quan King. Before I even do that, let me give a shout-out to John Robinson, Princess Cooper. Man, they have been such a blessing to me, man, and to this show. Man, the reason why we're able to do what we're doing is because of what they have done. So I thank them for the cross that they have bear, so that you guys can have comfort in listening to your boy on the radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So give a shout out to them real quick, and let's get it, man. This is the D King. This is the Radio Revive Radio Show with your host D King. Let's get it.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Sinner saved by grace, grace. My life is hidden in Christ, Christ, Christ. Really ain't nobody, body. Really ain't nobody, body. Hey, I say really ain't nobody. But tell me why they thinking that. They try to put me on that pedestal, but they don't know that's where I'm planking at. And anytime I take my eye off Christ and put my eye on life, that's where I'm sinking at. And I be in too deep, looking up at the Lord, like I know I fell, but can you bring me back? I put my trust in the things that never bring me jack, but when I trust in you, you always bring me back. You always bring me back, like a refund. And you say today like a Clark Kent rerun. All I know with you is good times, no rerun. Hold up, that is only cause I've been forgiven. Other than the Batman trying to save Joker, you ain't never seen a hero trying to save a villain. No, not at all. Villains deserve to be punished. But Lord, you saved us all. And I can't help, I'm so astonished, Lord. And that's why I put all my hope in you. Cause when I don't do what I'm supposed to do. And I came from the gutter. Shawty, I ain't nothing but a sinner saved by grace. Through faith, that's all that I got. My life is hidden in Christ. He everything that I'm not. Really ain't nobody, 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 yeah. Really ain't nobody, 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 yeah.
I done come pay the cost out here. From a nobody to a somebody in a year. Got me feeling like a boss out here. But what's a boss to a king on a cross, I swear. All we ever do is talk out here. Human being to a mob, what's a king to a god? You could tease it, but whether you believe it or not, if it wasn't for Yeshua, you'd be lost out here. How I'm a friend like, ain't tried selling anything but right. But I ain't never seen a jail cell one night. So if you spared me, it wasn't cause I done right. Could've got locked, came home, had dumb strikes. Trapped in a box where I couldn't take one strike. Too late, now I'm at the gate and I want Christ. Cause they lied to me, said I only had one life. Oh Lord, don't know why you love me. Don't know why you love me, but you say my soul in this flesh is so cold and so ugly. Don't know why you love me, oh Lord, but I know it's true. Even though I don't know ain't be doing what I'm supposed to do. Still staying from the gutter. Homie, I ain't nothing but a
sinner saved by grace. Through faith, that's all that I got. My life is hidden in Christ. He everything that I'm not. Really ain't nobody, nobody, nobody. Really ain't nobody, nobody, nobody.
I don't know what they told you, but I'm a nobody. Mr. Potato Head, homie talking nobody. Ain't nothing good about me but my flow. He gave me that too, so dang my God go. And dang my God good, and dang my God real. He saved my cold soul, a dose of chill pill. On the real, people still thinking it's them. When we the lowest of the low, and I'm just touching the hem. And I can't do it for the Vine or the Instagram. But I'ma do it for the Vine, he the great I am. The great I ain't, the great he is. We not the beast. Tell Spidey he can show him what amazing is. I'm thanking God that he is not there. Every time I mess up, boy, he be right there. He could let me slip and fall and land on my face. But yeah, he saw a sinner and saved me by grace. I'm a
sinner saved by grace. Grace. My life is hidden in Christ. Christ. Really ain't nobody. Body. Really ain't nobody. Body.
Sinner saved by grace. Wow. Hey, that's my homeboy T Strike out of Ocilla, Georgia. And that's Abizzle on the track. He was the second artist on that song. And then Monologue out of Georgia as well, man. Them dudes, man. Love them brothers, man. Love their music, love their talent. T Strike is definitely he's a good friend of mine. I had him on the show earlier this year. We'll have him back on as well when he drops that project that he got coming out. But the song called is "And Nobody." I love it, man. I know every word to that song because that's just how I feel, man. I really ain't nobody, man. When it comes down to it, like it's not about D-King. Yeah. This is not about putting my name on it at all. Because if I'm not exalting the King, if I'm not pointing you to Christ, then there's a problem. There's an issue. If you came to see King, if you didn't. So, like, for me, I feel like this. I don't. When I'm at church and I'm worshiping, I feel like we should be joining together to worship God. So, if I'm rapping, I'm not rapping to get you to get hype. I'm really joining in with the angels and ministering holy, holy, holy. And in whatever shape or form I get to do that in. You know, that's what it should be. In any form of ministry, it should always be, I'm joining in to glorify God. I'm not trying to get you on my train. I'm not trying to get you into my church. I'm not trying to get you to go with me. I'm trying to get you to go with him. And if that means you buying a CD to get you closer to him, then please buy as many CDs as you can. but yeah, that's the goal, man. So that's what I love about that song, man. And, you know, I try and always play people that I know personally, interview people that I know personally. I think that's what it should be about, man. It's a relationship thing with me. So we got Pastor Lim Simmons on the line, man, on the show. If you guys are just tuning in, and tonight we're just doing an interview on him. He is the pastor. His church is called Thrive Church. It's Thrive Life Church.
Yeah.
Correcting myself. We've been chopping it up, man. I don't think we hit any specific topic, but it's been good. It's been some good stuff,
man.
So,
Before we
close it out, and you know, we got a couple more minutes left, but I really want to make sure that people know how to get in contact with you, man. Where you at, what you do, how you do it. Also, I want the people to know about your homeless ministry, what you're doing for the homeless and in this community. So if you can, give us a quick rundown of that as well.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, as far as contact wise, man, you guys can check us out on Facebook. You can go to the church page, which is Thrive Life Church. You can go check out my personal page, which has all the links as well. Just look up Lem Simmons. You can go to our website, thrivelifechurch.org. You can connect with us all those ways. You know, I'm open to anything. So and I'm touchable. I'm available. You know, so please check us out on one of those venues, man. And like I said, if you're in Gainesville, you around and you free on a Friday night, man, come check us out on 13th Street here in Gainesville at 3403 Northwest 13th Street. We're inside of Parkview Baptist Church, and we truly a come as you are kind of church. If you want to wear a suit, man, throw on a suit. If you want to wear basketball shorts, whatever the case may be, we're not really concerned about none of those things. We're more so concerned about drawing people, like you say, closer to the King, and go on from that point. So, you know, those are ways you can contact us, come and check us out or whatnot. But as far as the homeless ministry, man, that's something God put on my heart a while ago. Actually, it was on my heart, but my sister, she stirred me up with doing it as well. For me, man, a lot of people don't know, but I was actually homeless for a while, you know, years ago, man, when I was still out there living, you know, and so I know what it's like, you know, to be in that in those shoes, in that predicament. So obviously, to be in this outlet, to have this vehicle, like you said, man, to be able to go down there and just show the people the love of Jesus Christ. You know, we don't have to preach a sermon to them or whatnot. What we've done, man, is just shown them consistency, because we've been doing the same thing every single Monday night for over 2 years now, probably about 2 years and 3 or 4 months or something like that. And every Monday night, man, we go downtown, pass out food and just care packages or whatnot, and pray for people and give them the word, you know, when that time comes. And we just want to get to know them. So, you know, we know them by name. They know who we are. And we haven't missed a week since we started. And it's all, like I said, to show people who we say we represent. Because it's one thing to go and you know, talk about being a Christian or whatever, but it's another thing when you show that thing, and then you ain't scared to show it to people who maybe ain't living like you, or who, you know, don't even know it, you know what I mean? So we go down there, man, we hug on them, we shake hands with them, man, we lay hands on them, we pray for them, we bring them, you know, T-shirts and shoes, whatever we can do, man, we do. And like I said, regardless if they appreciate it or not, man, we doing it for Him. And we do it for His glory. And so, you know, some people appreciate it, some people don't. You know what I mean? But the bottom line is, if we go down there every week, they ain't got no choice but to see Jesus whenever we come down there, man. And for the biggest part, they embrace it, man. We've been able to lead people to Christ, man. We've been able to pray over people and have opportunities open up for them as well, man, having healing being brought into their life. So they experience in Christ every Monday night. From what we do. And so it's just another way, man, we get outside the walls of the church and take the gospel out to these people, because I got a funny feeling that if Jesus was still in his earthly ministry, he'd probably be in some of those areas as well. So that's a lot of what we do too, man. We also, man, we really in tune to reaching out to the youth, man, because to change a generation, you gotta address the youth, and you gotta be able to meet them where they at. So that's a blessing that I have, because, you know, the youth see me and they say, "Oh, he a pastor," like, "Oh, I can holler at him," you know, whatever. So it's been a blessing, man, because we've had that outlet as well. And man, one of my dear friends, a member of my church, he started a clothing line called Young Fly Christian, and he has my brother Dion English, so big shout out to him. And the ministry God has given him is specifically for that, so people can see, you know, that, like, being a Christian ain't what you might think it is. You know, like, you feel like you got to dress a certain way or do a certain thing or you know, whatever else. And so his vehicle, his outlet with his clothing line or whatnot, has really been able to reach these youth, you know, this younger generation, so that they, you know, it's just another way of drawing them closer to the Lord. And if it's through a shirt, then, you know, so be it. If it's through a hat, then so be it. If it's making them want to take a step towards this, or even just be themselves, bro. You know how many people in bondage, man, that are going to church every single week? Because I was one of them, simply because they feel like they got to fill a role of somebody else. And realistically, yeah, that's not what Jesus called any of us to do. He called us to be the transformed us, you know, the spirit-filled us, like me. And when we sitting here trying to force ourselves to look like somebody else, because that should, you know, that's what the normal thing is, bro, we ain't free, man. We ain't living life. So that's what we all about, man. We really just, like I said, about getting out of the walls, man, reaching all kind of people for the kingdom of God. And those are two specific ways that we doing so.
That's it, bro. Hey, man, I'm honored to have you on the show, man. I definitely got to have you back, bro. People say that all the time, but I'll be honored to have you back on, man.
Hey, it's a blessing to me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I feel like, because, you know, one thing I do, man, I do this thing called Bro Talk with me and my little brother. What we'll do is we'll come on, man, we talk about relationships and things of that nature. You know, I got this men's group where I talk about, well, we deal with just relationships, married couples.
Yeah.
You know, just how to have healthy conflict in a marriage, how to communicate, loving on each other,
yeah,
all types of stuff, man. So, I would love to have you back on, man. Maybe have you on one of the Bro Talks. Maybe have you and him on. But something, man, we definitely got to get you back on, man, because you got a lot of ministry on the inside again. I feel like people need to hear you. And just, you know, whatever outlet I can do to help promote what God is doing on the inside of you, man, bro, it's just necessary. And, you know, me and you, man, we're the same age, man. We really come from the same class, same streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not much difference, man. It's just a blessing to see, man. You know, a lot of cats that we came up with, man. You know, I'm from Archer U, Gainesville, man. But, you know, I roll with a lot of people in Gainesville. But, you know, in Archer and Newberry and Williston as well, man. A lot of cats my age, man, you know, they I don't know what role they on right now. You know what I mean? Like, dang, bro, what you doing? You grown now. You really, really, really grown.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to do some grown man stuff, you know. It's necessary, man. They need to hear us, you know. They need to see us. They need to know, you know, a lot of this stuff is possible, especially the younger generation, being a Christian rapper.
Yeah.
I'm always put with the kids. Like, people want to call me and do a show. They want me to do with the kids, but I'm a grown man. I talk to grown men.
Yeah.
So I'm a married man. I deal with married men. I deal with grown men, grown people.
Yeah.
But, you know, the strength of any church is going to be the strength of the youth. You know, what are you doing to go after the youth? So anytime I get invest in youth, I love it. Of course, I'm going to go after it. But I understand what you mean by they see you and they automatically just categorize you and say, okay, well, the kids. Nah, dog, you know, you know, my uncle was younger than me when he first started his church, you know.
Well, it's plant seeds, bro. It's plant seeds. Yeah, man, anytime, man. You know how to get in touch with me, man. So anytime, man, you know, link up with me, man. I love to get on and do whatever, man. So anything I can do to bless your ministry, you know, you count me in, man. It's kingdom building, man. So
man,
I appreciate you having me on, man. Let me give a big shout out to my wife, man, because I know, like I told you before in the beginning, man, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be who I am at this moment, man. And then the circle that the Lord has blessed in my life, and I ain't going to go and name them because they know who they are, but for my circle, man, I praise God for y'all. And definitely, man, so I appreciate you giving me this moment, man. Y'all check us out on Facebook. Y'all check out the website, thrivelifechurch.org. Get at me if you got any questions or you just want to pray or whatnot. I'm always available. So, man, bless your ministry, bro. You're doing big things, man. I'm proud of you, man. I love you, bro. And just know we pulling for you, man. We praying for you, and we're in your corner.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, man. God bless you. And I'll be getting at you, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you.
All right, guys. This is the Revive Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve King. And that was an awesome interview with my homeboy, Lim Simmons. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check him out, Thrive Life Church. We made a few days that some people didn't make it. We're going to end it with my homeboy, Morris, Will Morris.
Come on,
he got a song called Dwell. He'll be on the show next Monday, so y'all come on, tune in next Monday. He's a true worshiper, man, so we're going to get into the heart of worship, heart of prayer, what's on God's heart, man, and how you can really just tap in. So let's get it, man. God bless y'all. Love y'all, man.
This pilgrimage to the promised land, as Joshua did, he didn't do it by himself. So if Joshua generation is in the room tonight, give him something to work with tonight. Yeah. Some of us, we clap our hands. Come on, that's good. Some of us, we have to shout in the atmosphere, because it's something about when you shout unto God. See, demons tremble at the name of Jesus. They have to back up when we know who we are in Jesus. Come on, shout unto God in here. We want you to dwell in here tonight, Jesus. Reside here, oh God. Live in the crevice of my heart. Dwell here in me, Jesus. There is no rush for you to leave. Reside here, oh God. Live in the crevice of my heart. Dwell here in me, Jesus. 'Cause there is no rush for you to leave. You can dwell, Jesus, in me. You can dwell, Jesus, within me. You can dwell, Jesus, in me. Is that your prayer tonight? You can dwell, Jesus, within me. Reside here. Oh God.
Oh God.
We want you to live
in the crevice
of my heart.